Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In with me, Glenn Robertson from Pure Channels. Really, really pleased to welcome this morning Mark Sumner from Robertson Sumner. He's MD of Robertson Sumner, which is an IT sales, marketing and tech specialist recruitment organization working exclusively in the channel. Mark, welcome. Thanks for dropping in.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. So, Mark, what we'll do, we'll come straight to you for 20 or 30 seconds. Who you are, what you do, what your expertise is, what are your credentials for being able to share some recruitment gold with us this morning?
Great. Okay. So, obviously, MD Robertson Sumner, as you said, 20 years in the industry from working from sales support right up to sales directors, and that'll be from distribution, reseller, MSP, vendors, and partners. So, anything from marketing. Also do technical recruitment as well. So unfortunately, been recruiting for this industry for 20 years. So I'm tired now. Glenn, of doing it.
brilliant. Okay. Well, so we're on the channel drop-in. We know the format by now. Okay. I'll introduce you. I'll set you off and running with a question. You basically get around 5 minutes. Okay, we've been breaking a few rules in the last couple of episodes, but we'll try and stick to it. As ever, it's uncut, unedited, uncensored. So I don't know exactly what you're going to say. So there's still that little element of trust in there. But feel free to absolutely go for it. So let's get this kicked off then. So obviously, Mark, we're going through what lots of people are referring to as a crisis. There's all sorts of different stories coming out of the channel, specifically in the IT and telecoms market at the moment, and indeed all kinds of different industries across the world. But specific to today then, and this particular topic for the drop in today. In the current market, what is it that you're seeing in recruitment, particularly in the channel? Are there any new trends? Are there any new things happening? What are you seeing from a hiring point of view or a talent acquisition and retention point of view, specifically in the channel at the moment?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I am getting a lot of opinions on it as well. And there's basically two different camps of what's happening at the moment. So you've got camp one. I'm worried about what's going on. I'm not going to hire anyone. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to freeze. I'm actually panicking on what's going on, etc. Even if they were thinking about recruitment before. So say, for instance, a month ago, I've had a company that was hiring 10 people, completely stopped, etc. So that's sort of camp one. Camp two, more interesting, is continuing to do it, continuing to hire, but almost a bit under the radar. And what I'm thinking is because, you know, if you look at job postings now in the market, they've completely dropped. So they've dropped by 80%. So you're not seeing people saying, hi, we're hiring. Hi, we're doing this. Hi, we're doing that. It's almost been seen as distasteful to do it because no one wants to be celebrating success much at the moment because of the crisis. You know, that's taken precedent over that. So, but what's happening is that the other 50% of that camp are recruiting, but they're doing it a bit more sniper-like. Because the candidate pool at the moment, if you've either been redundant, if you've been furloughed, or even if you're a top performer, you are now starting to question the company you're working for. You know, there's a nervousness. And what I mean by that is everyone's at home, everyone's by their PC, everyone's looking on their mobile phone, everyone's looking on LinkedIn, or they're doing, you know, Netflix in the evening, but you can get hold of people all the time now. And what's happening is recruiters are now trying to seduce people off LinkedIn or seduce people onto platforms like we're doing now and having a conversation with those guys and saying, you know, are you happy with your current employer? Are you being looked after, etc.? Are you being looked after by your co-workers? And what's happening is companies are thinking, actually, I can gain really market share here, which is, like I said, maybe it can be seen as distasteful at the moment, but there's definitely two camps. And I'm seeing a lot of companies look at companies that are furloughed staff and think, actually, we can go and attract those candidates ourselves. So this is hiring managers. This is talent acquisition managers for companies. This is recruiters like us. We will go and speak to people. We're speaking to candidates all the time. So my advice to companies at the moment would be, you know, you've really got to put your arm around these candidates. You know, especially the furloughed ones, because at the moment they are going to be approached all the time. You know, don't think your furloughed staff are just sitting there thinking, oh yeah, don't worry, we'll come back in a month and I'll be working again. They're worried. They're panicking. They're not sure actually what if they're going to have a job at the end of the month. So they actually are considering their options. So suddenly we've had so many talent shortages in the market. You've suddenly got all these candidates coming back onto the market because they're thinking, I've been made redundant, I've been furloughed, questioning, should I even be working for this company? How are they agile IT, or are they going to go back to the norm? And there's an openness now to actually be approached and actually speak. So to summarize, two camps, I'm worried I'm not going to do anything, I'm going to bury my head in the sand. Another camp is, I'm going to be really, really proactive. I'm going to go and gain market share, because when we come out of this, I'm going to accelerate growth. So really, really interesting, because Glenn, it's 50% down the line, 50% worried, 50% actually going for it.
Okay, that I like that. I really like the way you put in the two camps together, which is great. I'm going to hit you for it now, Mark. Which one do you think is going to, which camp is going to is the one to be in?
I'm going to say obviously the camp one, but I would say this. Me personally, definitely be proactive at the moment, even if you're not prepared to take people on. And what I mean by that is, we're talking about pipeline of candidates, getting a bench full of candidates ready, you know, getting your brand out there to sort of speak to candidates, showing that you're agile working, showing them the new technologies you're doing, seducing candidates and telling them what a good company you are. Because this is the time, because I'm going to make a prediction. There's going to be companies go back when this furlough is over, and you're going to have companies suddenly have 20 resignations because they've already got jobs. And you're going to have companies suddenly update their LinkedIn profile, and they've got 20 more staff because they've already got jobs at other companies. And managers are going to get really shocked. They're suddenly going to have this letter of resignation. It's almost like, oh, it's the first day back in the office. How come you've got a job? Because I've been speaking to other companies for the last month who are actually interested in my skills and experience, yeah, and I feel a bit loved by them. So believe me, if you're not in camp two, if you're not in that camp two, we're actually thinking, even if you're not hiring, you haven't got a budget to hire, if you're not proactively speaking to talent, if you're not seducing them, speaking to them, interviewing them, pipe them, having a bench full of candidates that aren't ready to go, I'll tell you what it's like, Glenn. It's like stopping your heart, asking it to start again in 3 months' time, and you've already gone into cardiac arrest.
Wow. Yeah.
It's literally like that.
Good analogy. Like that. Yeah, it probably is actually, isn't it? Yeah. So in terms of, let's
Oh, your sound's gone.
There you go. That's how live we are. Brilliant. So what I was going to say is, there's a huge amount of preparation for recovery in the recruitment piece, looking for talent, talking for talent, talking to talent, and that side of things. So based on what you said as well, the prediction about the resignations, is this also as much about retention during this period?
Oh my god, what, absolutely, retention. Get close to your staff, get very, yeah, very close to your staff right now, because if you don't, if you're not over communicating, if you are not having, you know, we've all seen the virtual bars and the virtual quizzes and all that sort of stuff, which is great, which is fun, but if you're not over communicating and really having the conversations around well-being, you know, do you like your job, are you wanting this to come back, etc., I'm telling you now, other companies are doing it. They're literally seducing your staff, romancing your staff away from you. And you're suddenly going to come back and think, actually, I had a team of 50. Now I've suddenly got a team of 35. And I'm telling you now, they can't advertise it, Glenn. They can't say, we're recruiting, we're doing this. It's all exciting because it's distasteful. But what they're doing is, under the radar, via companies like other myself or other companies and talent acquisition managers going direct, they're seducing staff, they're romancing staff. Oh, would you consider this? Are you being looked after by your current employer? Are you doing this? So retention, absolutely critical at the moment, because suddenly there's going to be a lot of firms that are going to come back and suddenly think, you know, let alone, you know, we talked about the war for talent. The war for talent is, it's like being shot by bow and arrows, and you don't even know where the arrows are coming from because you just think you're at home. And believe me, it's going to happen, and people are suddenly going to come back, and they're going to have a wave of potential redundancies. I actually spoke to Mike Norris on the Channel Chat podcast show yesterday. 1,500 staff of his are furloughed. Hang on a minute, they could be seduced from other companies. So he's actually thinking about retention strategies as well. So this is not an individual problem. Everyone's at access, everyone's at home, everyone's actually open to maybe offers. Every candidate's happy to jump on a video call like this.
Yeah.
So when they're not speaking to you, your manager, They could be speaking to a competitor.
I suppose it's dead easy as well, isn't it? Because they're not having to take time out to actually go and physically do an interview. It's easy to just jump on a quick 20 minutes and do the video call and see is the grass going to be greener, or can somebody convince me more whilst actually, you know, I'm not being wooed or schmoozed enough by my existing employer, thinking that it's all going to be okay. Yeah. So it's an interesting point, isn't it? Because it's a bit like, you know, reigniting the spark, isn't it? And continually wooing your employees throughout this period in the hope that they don't disappear at the end of it.
Well, you can imagine, you know, in the days where you had to go for an interview and you were going for, you know, you come to the office and you've got a smart suit on, everyone thinks, aye, he's going for an interview, or they've taken a phone call from a recruiter, no one knows what they're doing. No one knows what they're doing. And it's easier now to get on this platform. You know, if you were a candidate, you could be jumping off this call now onto an interview in a minute, and no one would know the difference. And believe me, it's happening. It's happening all the time, day in, day out. People are looking at talent now and thinking, do I actually want to work for this company more? Are they really looking after me? Is it the company I want to work for? Because there's a lot of companies that talk to Good Game about well-being, talk to Good Game about, we're a great company to work for. You'll soon see now if they're a good company to work for. Because I said that those two camps, you'll see someone's head count go bang up, and you'll see someone's head count go bang down. Because it's just literally an adjustment of staff. Because these staff all swirling around, the war for talent's all swirling around, it's suddenly going to be quite a drastic shift. So for me as a recruiter, very exciting times. I'm actually really, really loving it at the moment, because it's there's really good conversations around there. My tip for companies is, don't just think it's the furloughed staff. Your top performers are going to be seduced, and they're going to suddenly start thinking, maybe we'll have a chat with that other company now. This might be a good time. So actually, everyone's reevaluating everything, Glenn. And if you're a company and you've got a lot of staff, you know, as I said, Mike Norris, 15,000 staff. Oh my God, you know, I'd be panicking and trying to retain them if it in this market, because everyone's going to be trying to approach those guys, successful guys all over. So it's a retention war as well as an attraction strategy war.
Brilliant. I love that. That's a great way. In fact, that is a great way to finish. Attraction strategy as well as retention. It's a brilliant place. Right, Mark, that was awesome, like 100 miles an hour, loved it, absolutely brilliant. It's such a massive part of business, but it's also such a massive part of everything that we're going through at the moment. It's as vibrant in the recruitment space as it is in the retention space, and that is super, super important. Okay, so some absolute gold there, Mark. Thank you very much. How can people now? You made one plug. I'm going to do it for you. Again, so you get a definite plug out of it. That's really important. So it's the Channel Chat podcast. How can people get in touch with? How can people get in touch with you? How can people get in touch with that?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so download on Spotify, download on iTunes. You'll see the clip. It's on my LinkedIn profile as well. But yeah, it's on Twitter, it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram. If you want to download it, iTunes or Spotify, Channel Chat. Go and listen. It's great.
And it's simply called Channel Chat.
Channel Chat. Yeah.
Brilliant. And otherwise, Mark, how do people get in touch with you when they need to talk recruitment and retention?
It's interesting. Every Wednesday, I'm doing a live health check for the market. So between two and four every Wednesday, health check about recruitment. You can drop in, make an appointment with myself, and I can give you some advice. And that's for candidates actually looking for a job, furloughed candidates in the market, or companies thinking, actually, you know, my attraction strategy or my retention strategy, I need some help with. And yeah, happy to give that information out.
Perfect. So that's LinkedIn. Web address?
Yeah, robertson-sumner.com.
Brilliant. So robertson-sumner.com, Mark Sumner on LinkedIn, and the Channel Chat podcast.
Yeah, top man.
Perfect. All right, Mark, that was excellent. Thank you very much. Drop some gold. Thanks for dropping in. I'm Glenn Robertson here with the channel dropping from Pure Channels. Loads more episodes coming up with some great guests, just like Mark. Absolutely enjoyed this one. And stay well, everybody, and have a good rest of the day. Cheers, Mark.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, Glenn. Bye-bye.
See ya. Ta-da. Bye.